This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security. It has now become a part of the national defense doctrine. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat yesterday. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behavior. He added that if Pakistan's behavior improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defense Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of New India.
साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $4.55 billion, reaching $690.6 billion in the week ending 9th May. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $196 million to over $581.3 billion. Gold reserves surged by $4.5 billion, totaling to $86.33 billion. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, yesterday carried out searches at 15 locations linked with banned Babar Khalsa International terrorist group in Punjab in a case related to a grenade attack on the police station in Gurdaspur district last year. The agency in a statement said that the search has led to the seizure of various incriminating materials, including mobiles, digital devices and documents. It added that a key aide of Pakistan-based BKI terrorist Harvinder Singh has been found to be responsible for recently orchestrating numerous grenade attacks on various police stations and police posts in the states of Punjab and Haryana. The Commission for Air Quality Management imposed Stage 1 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP in Delhi NCR yesterday with immediate effect after the region's Air Quality Index AQI slipped into the poor category. The Stage 1 of GRAP is activated when AQI ranges between 201 to 300. The Railway Board has approved an important new rail line project between Kadi and Sakma worth over 165 crore rupees strengthening rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed quad rail line under the West Central Railway WCR zone will be 5.31 kilometers long. Highlighting its importance, the Railway Board said it aims to increase the capacity of the lines, flyovers and bypass lines. The Indian Institute of Foreign Trade has announced the establishment of its first overseas campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that this truly reflects the spirit of the National Education Policy 2020, marking a new chapter in the internationalization of Indian education and its growing role in shaping thought leadership globally. Indian Institute of Mass Communication is set to launch its Doctor of Philosophy PhD program in Mass Communication and Journalism from the upcoming academic year. The institute has notified the rules of the program with admission details to be announced later. An American-Lebanese man, Hadi Matar, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2022 knife attack on author Salman Rushdie at a cultural event in New York. Convicted of attempted murder and assault, 27-year-old Matar received the maximum sentence for the attack, which left Mr. Rushdie blind in one eye. He was also given a separate 7-year sentence for assaulting the event moderator. Matar still faces separate federal terrorism charges that could result in a life sentence. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League Men's Javelin Throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.23 meters. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap, with the match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.